Chapter 2. Because of this it behoveth us more abundantly to take heed to the things heard, lest we may glide aside. For if the word being spoken through messengers did become steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience did receive a just recompense, how shall we escape, having neglected so great salvation, which a beginning receiving, to be spoken through the Lord, by those having heard was confirmed to us? God also bearing joint witness both with signs, and wonders, and manifold powers, and distributions of the Holy Spirit, according to his will. For not to messengers did he subject the coming world, concerning which we speak. And one in a certain place did testify fully, saying, What is man, that thou art mindful of him, or a son of man, that thou dost look after him? Thou didst make him some little less than messengers, with glory and honor thou didst crown him, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. All things thou didst put in subjection under his feet, for in the subjecting to him the all things, nothing did he leave to him unsubjected, and now not yet do we see the all things subjected to him. And him, who was made some little less than messengers we see, Jesus, because of the suffering of the death, with glory and honor having been crowned, that by the grace of God for every one he might taste of death. For it was becoming to him, because of whom are the all things, and through whom are the all things, many sons to glory bringing, the author of their salvation through sufferings to make perfect. For both he, who is sanctifying, and those sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name to my brethren, in the midst of an assembly I will sing praise to thee. And again, I will be trusting on him, and again, behold I, and the children that God did give to me. Seeing, then, the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself also in like manner did take part of the same, that through death he might destroy him having the power of death, that is, the devil, and might deliver those, whoever, with fear of death, throughout all their life, were subjects of bondage. For, doubtless, of messengers it doth not lay hold, but of seed of Abraham it layeth hold. Wherefore it did behove him in all things to be made like to the brethren, that he might become a kind and steadfast chief priest in the things with God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he suffered, himself being tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted.